This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN humanitarians expressed concern on Tuesday at the uncertain situation in Ethiopia's conflict-ravaged Tigray region, despite a ceasefire call from the government, highlighting the ongoing famine-like conditions there and the potential for disease outbreaks. The development follows Monday's reported entry into regional capital Mekele of forces loyal to the opposition after nearly 8 months of heavy fighting. In response to the pillaging of video equipment in Mekele, UN Children's Fund UNICEF issued a statement denouncing those responsible, citing members of the Ethiopian National Defence Forces. The agency also warned that 140,000 children are acutely malnourished and at risk of dying unless aid access is forthcoming. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, also expressed deep concern about the latest developments inside Tigray, particularly in the capital Mekele, not least the lack of electricity and phone networks. Here's spokesperson Boris Chezyakov.
This is making it even more difficult for our staff to work and deliver humanitarian assistance. We call for calm and restraint and appeal to all parties to the conflict to abide by international law, to protect civilians, including people who have been displaced, and to ensure that humanitarian workers can continue to exercise their duties and reach as many people as they can which are in need of vital assistance right now.
A pressure cooker heat wave that's broken temperature records twice in 48 hours in Western Canada is being mirrored across large parts of the Northern Hemisphere, the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, said on Tuesday. The UN agency described the baking conditions as exceptional and dangerous and noted that they were happening in a part of the world more accustomed to cool weather. Canada's all-time temperature record was broken on Sunday in Lytton, British Columbia, with a high of 46.6 Celsius. This was 1.6 degrees Celsius higher than the previous record, said WMO spokesperson Claire Nullis.
Less than 24 hours later, Lytton broke the record again. Yesterday, it reached 47.9 degrees Celsius on Monday in Lytton. This, to be underlined, it's in the province of British Columbia. It's home to the Rocky Mountains, the Glacier National Park, and yet we're seeing temperatures which are more typical of the Middle East or North Africa.
The scorching conditions are being caused by an atmospheric blocking pattern involving an area of high pressure that's being squeezed between two low-pressure fronts. Usually this would be disrupted by the Earth's jet stream, but not this time, said WMO, which described the effect as akin to a pressure cooker. To Mali now, where there's been a steep rise in abductions by community-based armed groups and militias amid rampant impunity, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has warned. There have been repeated attacks over the last 6 months by groups such as Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal Muslimin and Islamic State fighters, as well as violence across communal lines, all resulting in civilian casualties. In an appeal to the Malian authorities to ensure that the rule of law is respected, UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet on Tuesday cited at least 328 abductions in the first 6 months of the year. That's a fourfold increase since 2019. At the same time, Ms. Bachelet highlighted a spike in extrajudicial, summary or arbitrary executions carried out by state forces. After welcoming the Malian Prime Minister's commitment to ending impunity, the High Commissioner called upon the government to translate this commitment into action without delay. Daniel Johnson, UN News.